We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
Rod Marinelli, you know, we're hoping to be able to talk to Coach Eberflus. What does he personally like to interact with? Kind of give us some of that color for our audience.
He is smart and organized. And he comes in there and it's going to be high energy and great standards for the players. He's got the ability to step on a man's shoe and leave a shine. And not everybody can do that. It's an art.
Rod Marinelli, a significant influence in Matt Eberflus, the new Bears head coach.
I've never heard that one before. I like it. Step on a shoe and leave a shine.
You're glowing over that. That's very coachy.
Step on a man's shoe and leave a shine.
Come on.
That's very coachy. That's very vibesy.
We say, like, friendly accountability.
Yeah, it's great having him here. It's like, you know, how you get with a great friend, and it's been a few years since you've seen him. And, man, in 2 minutes, it's like you've been together the whole time. So, you know, I spent 5 years with him in Dallas, and I cannot say enough good things about Rod Marinelli. What he taught me with the player-coach relationship, to be able to show the player that you care through action and prepare the player to play his best on Sunday, and then you're able to challenge them and push them past the point they can't take themselves. And that's what I learned from Rob, and the players, everybody who talks about him just loves him to death.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons on The Score.
That was Rod Marinelli with us after Matt Eberflus was hired, and then Matt Eberflus yesterday talking about the influence of our next guest, Rod Marinelli, kind enough to join us once again on the Parkins and Spiegel Show by way of the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He was at the mandatory OTAs for the Bears yesterday and today, addressed the team today, and Coach Marinelli back with us on The Score. Rod, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What can you tell us about your message to the Bears?
Well, it's kind of the same old message. It doesn't change much. And, you know, it's just about, you know, having, you know, developing, I've always believed, and for all of us, number one issue in the NFL is morale. And I think you have to build morale each and every day. And that comes through standards and not walking by mistakes. And build your system through that. And then once that morale is built, then I think the relationships become really strong with the players because there's a belief now. And the morale is built about how you coach these players, how you help them develop into, you know, real men. And it's more than just their numbers. It's more than getting to know them, how do you help them in their life. And part of that life skill is how you work every day.
Have you seen, Rod, teams that had that proper morale, that had that bedrock principle that you want up front? Have you seen teams like that overachieve in your life?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what you're looking at all the time, especially in our system. It allows you, one thing is a more simplicity to it, but with simplicity, there's clarity for the player. Clarity then equals speed. And that's the whole thing is kind of driven on once that base and that foundation, then you start adding a little bit to it. But, you know, it's a day-to-day process right now, and it allows these men to really go out and play and hustle where it's appreciated and valued. Those efforts, the qualities you look for.
You mentioned the system. Did you address the Bears' whole team or their defense?
The team. And it fits, you know, it's an effort-based team. You know, it's everything's based off of effort. And, you know, and Phil, he's, you know, Matt is just terrific like that. And he has, I think, just done a terrific job being a head coach and, you know, overseeing everything. Because sometimes you get on just one side of the ball, you never capture the morale of the whole team, the special teams, everything. To play like that as a team, that head coach has got to be visible to everybody, be on top of it for everybody,
And he's a guy that sets, he's a man who sets the standards. Everybody's got to live up to it.
Rod Marinelli's our guest. He's been with the Bears the last 2 days, addressed the team today. You think that he's already having that impact? Like, I mean, he hasn't coached a game yet. How can you tell that it's working so far, Coach?
Oh, I think it's, you know, in the offseason like this, the OTAs and mini camps, you got to be careful with predictions and all those and how it's working. The one key thing you do, and which I see they're doing, is you teach the system. And then, you know, be demanding. It's got to be under duress, you know, as much as you can make it, the speed, and then the habits you want. And once that starts to be created, now you go to camp, and each man at least has got the tools to go compete at the in this system. So it's teaching, and you know, and as a head coach, having that complete view of what you want your team to look like. Which I just really like that, when and a man that takes charge and runs your team.
You know, it's fascinating, Rod, because so much conversation in the offseason about how Matt Eberflus is not an offensive coach. And, you know, there's a moment where Justin Fields talks about how he's been sitting in on the meetings. And it's like, oh, that's nice. The head coach is sitting in on the meetings. But what you're talking about and what you say you're seeing is a coach having an overall effect on the entirety of the roster. Is that possible for an offensive coach if they get too mired in the offensive system? In some ways, is it better to and easier to do as a defensive coach?
I couldn't say that. I don't know that. But the guys that I've been around, like, you know, Coach Dungy, you know, he was a head football coach. You know, Monty Kiffin coached the defense, and that was his expertise. But he did a great job. I love he did the same thing. You know, and just where you're brought there to me to set a tempo, set a pace. This is my opinion. It's my belief. And you direct your team. You've got to have a handprint on offense, defense, special teams, weight room, all of these things. Your handprint's got to be on. And everybody hires differently, and everybody coaches differently. But
did we lose him?
It's possible we lost Rod Marinelli.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, there
I'm
you go.
Oh, okay, sorry, Coach. Your line just cut off a little bit. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, we got you back. So we're talking to Rod Marinelli. He's been with the Bears the last 2 days. So the message and the morale is one thing, but you've been doing this a long, long, long time. Not predictions for the season, but any impressions, good, bad, or otherwise, from what you saw from the team when you were watching them practice?
You know, just kind of the impressions like I was just alluding to a little bit is the you want to teach your organizational skills. You want to see all your drills implemented. And you can't do it full speed right now in the hitting and all those things. So I think it's really important you understand what you can accomplish in each period. And I know he's accomplishing these things right now with the structure. And I've said it before, and I think I talked to you guys before, the last thing he shows in a successful business is profit. You've got to lay down all these principles so it can become lasting. So your focus and your process is developing, and then get to camp in pads. Now compete. And if you look too far ahead, you're going to miss some steps.
As you're watching the team practice, Rod, how often are your eyes going to the defensive line, your specialty?
A lot. And, you know, I discipline myself. I love looking at the whole thing. And I love to see coaches teach. You know, he's got a really good teaching staff. And I just love that. You guys get in to teach, and your drills are right. There's a purpose. There's a why to every drill. And, you know, the hustle, the tempo. Those are teachable things. Because you can do it one day, and then doesn't mean there's a guarantee it's going to happen the next day. The hustle, the effort. You got to teach the habits every day and the standards. And in this system, there's no option. You got to do it. And then there's that freedom. The players can really play fast and go after the ball and takeaways and secure the ball, all the things that are necessary to win.
So why is the three technique tackle so important to this offense or this defense? And can you teach that? Like you're talking about, can you create one of those if you don't happen to have a Warren Sapp handy, you know, or if a Larry Ogunjobi signing blows up because of an unfortunate injury? Can you create that important position through coaching and technique?
You know, that's a great question. The one thing we've always called that three technique is the under tackle, because it's different. He's got to take over again. You know what I'm saying? We expect so much from that position. And it's number one, you got to have some movement. You have to have athleticism and balance, okay? But it's the mindset now that every play is your play once you do your job. But when I was with the Bears, you know, we had Tommy Harris. Mm-hmm. And Tommy was, you know, before some of those injuries, he was effective. But then we got that old tailback out of Texas, Henry Melton, that came in, had an all-pro year at 280 pounds. And so they're out there. I had one in Dallas, Jason Hatcher. He'd been a 3-4 DN, and we moved him inside. So you look for those qualities of the great motor, the high energy, and then sometimes you may need two. And to play at that pace and that level. But the energy and the want to. But you got to have enough now. I mean, you got to have enough stuff. And in the perfect world, you'd like to have your nose tackle, your cock nose, as a guy that has traits to be an under tackle. So when that under tackle graduates, you still have one in the roster. And but your question is great, and it's the motor of the defense. You've got to get it going. And they got some candidates, but you'll find that out in training camp.
They have slated, Coach, two rookies to start in their secondary, along with a second-year cornerback. Mm-hmm. Is that an opportunity, or is that something that keeps a defensive coach up at night?
No, I think so. You know, I think you got to be. I think the system that we've allows young players to play fast. And because there's not so much mental thinking and so much adjustments and some of those things, now you got to be good at your skill. You know, that's where the skill level and the technique and the day-to-day grind on a certain tedious repetition of the simplest movement over and over and over, time over task, how much time to get over this task. And then that's the key. That sometimes an assist can be overwhelming at how much you have to learn mentally. But then vice versa in our system at times, how much you got to do technically. You got to be exact and right. So, but I think young guys play. I think there are a lot of these players that come in from college now see a lot of passing offenses. And that helps. And then it's the player, coach and player. You got to do it together.
We're talking to Rod Marinelli here. Matt Eberflus coached under him on the Cowboys staff 2013 to 2017. He was Coach Eberflus' guest at the mandatory camp the last 2 days, addressed the Bears today, kind enough to give us some of his expertise and insight. I have been struck, Coach, by how many defensive players keep talking about how much simpler this system is. And offenses are getting more complicated. Yep. You know, we just had a last coach here who probably had 800 plays in his offense. Yep. Maybe only eight of them worked, but he had like 800 of the plays. Like, in the modern NFL, can you explain how a simple offense or a simple defense works, given how complicated and complex offenses are these days?
I just think it's, you know, what we always believed in and preached is speed on defense. And every guy you bring in to your system has to have the ability to affect the quarterback. It's your corners, you know, great coverage and speed and athleticism at the linebacker position, all those things. And, you know, there's only so much you can do offensively. And they try to, but the simpler you are, the easier it is for you to adjust. I'm always talking about only thing we care about is what we do. You start worrying about the offense all day, you know, you don't get better. And so it's that simplicity and speed, and which really highlights your hitting. Which, when we were at the Bears, you know, the last time I was here, the hitting can really, all some of those routes look open until the guys are breaking on the ball and the rush is coming. And so it starts up front, and then the rush and cover work together. And so you really get the guys teeing off and playing fast. So it's a double-edged sword how people believe. But we've always been successful. I think Matt had great success in Indy with it. And with the speed he used and how well they take the ball away. When you have that speed and clarity on defense, then you can emphasize every single day how to take the ball away.
Boy, if this team hits and causes turnovers like your teams did here the last time, you know, at least for that side, you'll have a very happy Bears fan base. Rod, did you ever tell a defense to take it easy on an offense in practice? Been a rough go for this Bears offense. Apparently they had a good day today. I wonder if that if they really had a good day, or if Matt Eberflus told the D to let up a little bit.
No, every day you don't worry about who you're playing. You worry about what you're doing. Every day is a new challenge. You got to get up and you got to go to work. And whatever you've done in the past is gone. Whatever's ahead in the future, it's not here yet. Improve. And that's the mindset. Man, I saw that in that team. Boy, they just went out and all of them just do the work. And in this situation, all this talk about it, everybody's in their underwear playing ball. And so you're learning the system, you're learning how to do things, and you got to be careful, you know, too much contact, all those things. You got to do things right. But then it shows in training camp. The worst thing to do is have all these drills and you're doing all just scheme, and you start introducing your drills in training camp, which takes time and slows everybody down. So they're doing it the right way, how they're installing it, and they'll be good.
So from Rosemead High School in California as the DC in 1973, is this going to be the first time in 50 years you hit a football season without being on a sideline, Rod? That's quite something.
Yeah, this is, it's right there now, first one. And, you know, just wait and see how things work out. But I want this year with my wife, my grandkids, my children. I mean, I've dedicated this entire season to them. That I want to do what's right. And the only person that can put a smile on my wife's face is me. That's my job. And your children. But I take that very personal, and I've always preached that to our players. You know, man building. Take care of your family. What is a good husband? What is a responsible man? What does that look like? I have a chance to now stand up and do it myself.
That's beautiful. One of our colleagues and friends here at the radio station, when we had a station trip to Vegas recently, went and went to your daughter's restaurant, went to Las Vegas.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Saw Gina, said it was amazing.
Oh, she's a work ethic, simple, fast, better be moving. And with the one thing, she always tells me, she goes, Dad, you had a game once a week. I got game day every night. And I can't be wrong. I can't, there's no room for a loss. And so, no, but football really impacted both my daughters.
Yeah, it sounds like coaches' daughters. That's
right.
Good stuff.
Should we go ahead and guess there's no loafing in that kitchen? If you're working for Gina, yeah. No loafs?
Better not be. I mean, that's she defines it. She cuts it down. What is a loaf? And what are standards? She's got a beautiful – this is a – I think you'll enjoy this – if you don't mind me, it'd take about a minute. But there was an old coach, baseball coach at Cal Poly Pomona, can't remember the name now, way back, had a baseball clinic. And, God, this was powerful. He walked up in the clinic and he had a baseball plate around his neck on a chain. And everybody's like, well, what the heck is this? Anyway, and then somebody asked him. And the plate, the width of the plate is 17 or 18 inches. So I asked a little league team, what's the width of your plate? 18 inches. What's high school? 18 inches. What is college? 18. Everybody had 18 inches. And he said, what I see the issue is, in a guy in Major League Baseball, if he doesn't hit the 18 inches, he's gone. But somehow, some way, as kids come up, people started expanding the plate for them as a pitcher. They're widening the plate. They're widening the standards. And, you know, we're, oh, this guy's really good. Well, maybe he didn't miss a class. Oh, maybe he had a bad day. Excuses for him. And I told her that story. How you, that's how you should learn more. Everybody knows the standard of the plate. So she took her home plate, and she had everybody sign their name to it after she explained what the 18 inches is. And you get outside the plate, then you got to visit with her. So you set standards in a visual way. But the thing we can't do is expand the plate for people.
That is a very well-described lesson, and I'm sure she's applying a lot of your coaching principles. Coach Marinelli, thank you very much. It was interesting insight, as always, just like it was when the Bears hired Matt Eberflus. I'm sure we'll be calling you again when we've got questions about their defense during the season. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, the one thing you did, yeah, it's a great question. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.